No more walks in the wood. The trees have all been cut down, and where once they stood, not even a wagon rut appears along the path. Low brush is taking over. No more walks in the wood. This is the aftermath of afternoons in the clover fields, where we once made love, then wandered home together, where the trees arched above, where we made our own weather, when branches were the sky. Now they are gone for good, and you for ill, and I am only a passerby. We and the trees and the way back from the fields of play lasted as long as we could. No more walks in the wood.
Is it a new lease of life for you and the band? Have a new album out now?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, we feel good. We have a certain sense of satisfaction that we were able to come back to the studio after all these years and produce a work like this. It was always our dream to do this, you know, after not releasing any, we've released a song or two here and there over the years on various packages, but never a full length studio album since 1979. So we have a sense of pride and satisfaction in this. And I think, according to our manager, this will extend our ability to tour for a few more years if we care to do that. So we'll see. We've been locked in a room together for a few years now. So after this promotional junket here, I think we're all going to go our separate ways for the holiday season. And then we'll reassess the situation after the new year.
So the actual beginnings of the idea of a new studio album probably goes back a bit,
yeah.
About 6 years.
Yeah. Well, the band reunited in 1994, as we all know, for the Hell Freezes Over tour. And we've been thinking about making a new recording since that time. You know, it's just not as simple as it was in the 70s when we were all single young men with no families and a lot of time on our hands, and all we had to think about was music and girls. And so now that we're all grown up, we have children and wives and homes to maintain, and I live in Dallas, Texas, and the other group members live in Los Angeles. So it's a bit of a logistical challenge to get together. We've been on the road quite a bit since 94, and we don't do well. We've never been able to write very well while we're on tour. Touring is just too exhausting, and we don't write. So we've stopped and started this album several times. You know, I had some solo recording obligations that I had to stop a couple of times. We, of course, have had some well-publicized personnel problems in the group, and we finally got those problems behind us, and that enabled us to go forward with this album.
You missed a few deadlines. How many deadlines did you have?
Oh, Lord. Well, we had three or four. We've never been good at making deadlines, you know, but the thing about these deadlines were they were basically our own deadlines. We're not signed in the States, at least, to a major label. So there was nobody breathing down our neck saying, you have to finish this record by such and such a date. But there did come a time, finally, when everyone agreed that we needed to get this record finished in order to get it out in time for the holiday season. Most of the work on this record, I mean, we talk about it starting 6 years ago, but really the majority of the work occurred during the past 2 years.
There's four of you who sing, there's four of you who write songs, but in a way is part of the most important part of the key to it is you and Glenn spending time together and writing songs together like you did in the old days.
Right. And we managed to get that done this time. The process has morphed a little bit. We didn't spend a lot of time sitting alone in a room together with legal tablets on the table and beer and cigarettes and things like that. It happened more spontaneously. We would just be in the recording studio and we'd be sitting maybe in the kitchen or just walking, pacing. We do quite well when we're pacing around. But Glenn and I did do a lot of co-writing on this album. We would just sort of, in passing sometimes in the hallway, we would just throw out a line or something like that, you know. So it was a bit less stressful this time. We've learned how to do it a different way.
Busy Being Fabulous is just, to me, just a classic Eagles song.
Yeah.
Did that come about from just strolling around in the corridor? Or?
That title was my title. I came up with that somewhere. I don't remember where. It's probably a couple of years ago. And I showed it to Glenn and he thought it was great. And, so I started writing the song and I got stuck on it. I said, well, I'm having trouble finishing this. And there was a time when I wanted to just throw it away. I didn't want it on the album. And he kept saying, no, we have to finish that song. It absolutely must be on the album. So he just kept after me and eventually he sat down and helped me finish it. So that's going to be the next release after How Long. That'll be the next single.
The glamour of the Hollywood LA lifestyle and the way it can damage, a family situation, that song?
Oh, I think it can happen anywhere. I think it's, and I don't think it's just limited to Hollywood. I think it's, I know people in my hometown of Dallas, Texas who live that way. And it's, but it is, we do live in a strange time now as far as celebrity culture and all the things you see on television every night, you know. I mean, we all behaved badly in the 60s and 70s, but there weren't these gangs of paparazzi feeding like sharks, you know. I feel sorry for some of these kids. I mean, they need guidance, you know. Somebody needs to take them by the shoulders and say, look, you know, cut it out. Because they're followed everywhere they go with a camera. We're also thankful that there weren't these schools of sharks running around back in the day when we were sowing our wild oats, you know. There were no people following us around with cameras. You know, and there's that famous quote by Andy Warhol who said, in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. So if you go on the internet now and look at MySpace or YouTube, I guess he was right, you know. But the big brother is certainly here.
Some food.